Friday, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Our Christmas star of the day later in the hour, Jill Ayne. Ken Kessler is here along with Jennifer Horn. Kenny, what can you tell us about Jill Ayne? Interesting name, Jill Ayne, and her records.
She loves Christmas. This is her third Christmas album in as many years.
Wow.
And she's really smart. She's just finishing up her first semester in law school.
Smart. That's good. She can sing and she's smart.
She'll sue you.
That's right.
You don't like your music.
I love your music.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Problems here.
All right. We need a little more volume on Jennifer, it sounds like, Michael. You can turn it up so that we can quack a little and squawk a little about Duck Dynasty. Here's the latest in that department. You'll recall that there's just a bit of a controversy around things that Phil Robertson, who is the family patriarch on Duck Dynasty, he's been suspended by A&E. Now the rest of the people, this is a good television story, I guess, Jennifer, and that's your bailiwick, so whether you want to jump in here with me or not, it appears that this, by the way, is number 5 on the talk radio countdown show for the entire week.
It's a big story, and it's everywhere, and it's blown up on social media. People supporting him, people not supporting him, people rallying A&E not to suspend him, and all of that. But now the family says, hey, look, this is our patriarch, and without him, we don't know if we really want to continue this show, A&E. Mm-hmm. And I think you and I talked about this yesterday. This is the only way I think A&E is going to lose the show, is if the family says, hey, we don't want to participate anymore, and it goes to another network. It's the number one rated show on cable. Somebody will pick this show up if A&E doesn't come to an agreement with the Robertson family.
Right.
I almost said clan, but then I didn't want to get added any more heat to the fire.
By now everybody knows that Phil Robertson was suspended from Duck Dynasty for his anti-gay comments that were published in GQ. Apparently said some equally shocking things about racism in that same interview. Asked if he ever witnessed bigotry while growing up in this pre-civil rights area of the South. And he said, quote, I never with my eyes saw the mistreatment of any black person, not once. Where we lived was all farmers. The blacks worked for the farmers. I hoed cotton with them. I'm with the blacks because we're white trash. We're going across the field. We're singing. We're happy. I never heard one black person say, I'll tell you what, these doggone white people, not a word of that. Pre-entitlement, pre-welfare, we're happy, they were godly, they were happy, no one was singing the blues. So, I was just listening to a comment from another talk radio host who said, under the circumstances, as a matter of fact, it was Tim Conway Jr. Mm-hmm. in L.A., Jennifer, mm-hmm. One of the things that Ed McMahon taught me, and I also said this, was if you're in a position like this, where you have the majority of the public behind you, like who could have been more popular than McMahon and Carson on The Tonight Show?
Right.
Well, this Duck Dynasty thing, as you've just said,
very popular.
Is the most popular thing on cable. So why would you, if you had a brain, expose your views under any circumstances until you had made all your money or until the career was over?
This guy isn't about money, Dougie. He's a Christian, and so he's going on about his beliefs.
You know, but so people use that term. I'm a Christian. You're
I know,
a Christian.
But what I'm saying, you and I
we
are
don't
not
believe that. But you know what? It gets wrapped up. These people who say I'm a Christian, therefore this is what Christians believe.
No.
That isn't what Christians.
That's not
believe.
What I'm saying. What I'm saying is that he is motivated by more than money. You're saying why is he being stupid and, you know, saying this before he taps out all of his money resources.
Yeah.
No, what I'm saying is that to him, and I'm just guessing here, there are more important things than tapping out money and being a professional media star. I mean, remember, these people are a family that came up with a duck call. Mm-hmm. They're not someone that set out to be Ed McMahon or Johnny Carson. These are people who just lived their lives, got lucky, came up with a great invention, I would imagine. I don't know. I don't duck hunt, but I imagine it's pretty good. And then they get a TV show, and so they haven't necessarily had the media training that Ed McMahon would have had.
That's
for sure.
No real media training at all.
I don't know why we're surprised. I mean, everybody and their brother gets a reality show, and then people are upset when someone who hasn't been media trained says something that doesn't appease everybody.
So what do you think of this? Yesterday, Bobby Jindal, who is the governor of Louisiana, defended Robertson, saying, quote, I remember when TV networks believed in the First Amendment. It's a messed up situation when Miley Cyrus gets a laugh and Phil Robertson gets suspended. I'm with him on that
one. Yeah, no, there, yeah, and there's that, definite that, double standard.
Miley Cyrus is a disgrace.
There's she is, but this really isn't a First Amendment thing. He had the freedom to say whatever he wanted to say. Mm-hmm. And when you get somebody, a lefty in Hollywood who goes off on attacking the right or pro-Obama, pro-abortion, pro-gay rights, pro-whatever it is that they want to pro, everybody on the other side says they should shut up and do their entertainment business and
right.
get out of politics.
Shut up and sing.
Yeah, and that's if he wants to say that, that's fine. He has the right to.
Yes.
But when your representative of a corporation or as he is with A&E, a national company, and you say something that is going to hurt their customer base, they have to do what they have to do, and that's the same in any business.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So there's more than one way to look at this. The controversy continues. Apparently, when you look at all of this, free speech is endangered, and intolerance, who are hating and taking on Duck Dynasty for voicing personal opinions, take us all on, says Sarah Palin. There were 35,000 people who signed a change.org petition
more
demanding
people that signed up for Obamacare.
that's very true. Yes.
But I have to ask you guys this question, and honestly, I have to ask you this question. I mean, I know what the right answer is if you're media trained, but if you go through all of this, now what he said was graphic and disgusting, but was it hateful? Because what he's saying is what a lot of people interpret from the Bible. I don't think he was being hateful.
No, I don't think he was being hateful at all.
And I don't think he's necessarily a bigot for saying that he, with his own eyes, never saw black people being mistreated. Maybe he didn't with his own eyes. We haven't lived in his body, so we don't know what he saw. But and then to go into what he said about, you know, the gay lifestyle, he's quoting what most people interpret the Bible to say. Now, is it right or wrong? Have we evolved? Maybe. That can be argued. But, you know, I don't get where the hatefulness comes from or the, you know, that bigotry that people are calling him a bigot all over social media.
Mm. Well, because that's where they're coming from. Okay, so let's add to this. Let's stir the pot a little more. You want to?
Yeah.
Sure.
This is very important. Uganda. Dateline, Uganda.
Ooh, is Kamala still the president?
Kampala is the...
Kamala the Uganda giant. He's a...
Kampala is the main city in Uganda.
Kamala is a wrestler.
Kampala, Uganda, where Kampala or Kamala may live.
Kamala from Kampala, Uganda.
The Uganda Parliament today passed an anti-homosexuality bill that would see repeat offenders jailed for life. I am officially illegal, said Ugandan gay activist Frank Mugisha. The lawmaker behind
the
bill...
That seems hateful to me.
Yes, David Bahati said... An extremely controversial death penalty clause was dropped, so they were considering killing people who were gay in Uganda.
Don't they do that in Iran also?
In some Middle Eastern country, I don't know if it's Iran.
I think they publicly execute.
Yeah.
See, now that's hateful.
That's hateful.
Yep. All right, so we're trying to differentiate here. What say you on this? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Jennifer or Ken at DougStephan.com, or we can sort of... spice up the conversation on Facebook.com/Good Day Show or Twitter at Good Day Show with your feelings. Those are the most important, your feelings about the Duck Dynasty controversy and the gay lifestyle in general. Why not? It's Christmas time. Great time to talk about bigotry and being gay and people don't like. Merry Christmas. What would Jesus have said? And let's, you know, maybe it depends on whether you think Jesus was black or white, right?
I'm not playing that game today.
All right, let's see if we can play with something else. Your hair. How about running your fingers through your boyfriend's hair or through your girlfriend's hair or through your husband's hair or your wife's hair or your cat's hair? I'm guessing your cat doesn't need Provia.
Nope.
However, there are a lot of people who could use Provia. And we got a few more days here. If you order by Monday, you'll get Provia by Tuesday. But probably if you're thinking about it, you ought to do it now, right? Provia is good for both men and women. Provia works for men and women. And if it doesn't work, get your money back. That's the guarantee. So give yourself and others you care about the gift of stronger, fuller, more beautiful hair. Might be the very best gift you could get or give this holiday season. Call them right now while you're thinking about it to order Provia. Just go right directly to the manufacturer, no middlemen. 800-525-8319. Provia is regulated. Clean out the pores so the hair grows back through those pores that have been plugged up like cement with the bad shampoos you've used over the years, cheap stuff. Don't do it. Don't let it be that you have given up. Don't have to give up. Get results. Call 800-525-8319. Order Provia today. Mention Doug Steffen. You get super concentrated Provia and free express shipping to get it by Christmas time. Great deal. 800-525-8319 for Provia. Get your hair back. 800-525-8319.
At Sports Authority, find the best holiday gifts for everyone on your list. We have thousands of items on sale now, like 25% off Nike fleece apparel and up to 50% off all treadmills, ellipticals, and exercise bikes. Plus, when you enter our $500,000 gift of sport holiday sweepstakes, you'll have your chance to win hundreds of prizes. Visit sportsauthority.com to enter and see official rules. Shop our great deals in-store and online today to see why there's nothing like the gift of sport. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
Ahoy, young swashbuckler. It's time you put me, the Fisher-Price Imaginex pirate ship, on your holiday list. We'll travel to the land of 1,000 wedgies, sail the treacherous stinky feet sea, to find the treasure chest filled with candy. Ooh, we're going to have fun. I mean, harg.
Want Fisher-Price or Play School toys? Get to Kohl's for a sale so big. We're staying open 6 a.m. Friday through 6 p.m. Christmas Eve. Kohl's, expect great things.
Hours may vary. Visit Kohl's.com or store for details.
Parents of America, you need to stop what you're doing and listen to me. If you've ever seen your kids playing an air guitar of any kind, everyone loses. Luckily, Guitar Center is here to help with amazing holiday deals on all sorts of instruments. Like a full-sized Ibanez acoustic guitar for just $89. A 7-pack of Hohner harmonicas for just $16. Or a Toca djembe drum for just $29. Come on, America, love your kids. Give them the greatest feeling on earth this holiday. The Guitar Center Holiday Sale, now through Sunday.
Cafe Nashville.
News. Welcome to Cafe Nashville News. I'm Dallas. Willie Nelson and Kris Kristofferson have reunited in the new Christmas movie, Angel Sing, starring ABC Nashville's Connie Britton and new American Idol judge Harry Connick Jr. Angel Sing was recently judged as family-approved for all ages by the prestigious International Dove Foundation. The film received rave reviews in the New York Daily News, which said it was sweet and Christmassy. The Washington Post calls it a sweet-natured ode to Christmas. Angel Sing debuted at South by Southwest with sold-out screenings at the Heartland Film Festival. The movie is in select theaters across the country and is now available on DVD, Blu-ray, and video on demand. Angel Sing is a proud supporter of the Ronald McDonald House Charities. This heartwarming family Christmas comedy is available to consumers just in time for the holidays. The film premiered in theaters and on demand earlier this month. Angel Sing, available on Blu-ray and DVD nationwide. That's Cafe Nashville News. When we know more, so will you.
Yes, so will you echo
so
in there.
Will you.
Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. All right, enough on the gay lifestyle and that sort of thing. We will talk in the next half hour about the Target security breach. Man, do you believe how widespread this thing is?
Yeah.
We're contemplating going to Target. Are you not going to go now because you're worried your credit card account is going to get hacked? 21 after on Good Day.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LeCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LeCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LeCig a long time ago. LeCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LeCig.com. or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
The sing-off last night, I've made it clear that I think this is the best of all of the musical competition shows by far. And the talent that this group 10 has. I have a friend who was a horse, had a horse named 10. I suppose that's better than a 9 or not as good as an 11, huh? This is a group 10 singing Proud Mary. 10 advanced at the expense of Philharmonic, by the way, last night. And Philharmonic had quite a good performance with Baby, I Need Your Love. And you probably downloaded that, Jennifer, right?
Yeah, of course.
You can watch it later on.
Oh, yeah.
All right, also on television last night was The X Factor. Here's competitor Jeff Gutt singing a Christmas tune. By yelling a Christmas tune at Nick. Wait till Roberta gets a hold of some of these competitors from last night.
Oh, no.
Ah.
Oh my gosh.
That's horrible.
Now, I bet if we watched it, it wouldn't sound like this, but just listening to it,
rough. Pretty annoying. All right, so those are the two. And I'm not trying to build it up so that everybody agrees with me. That's not what this is about. I just think it's so obvious.
How boring would that be?
Yeah, right. That would be horrible. All right, Friday, December 20th. We're two-thirds of the way through the month of December. This is a big day, a good day, an astrologically important day for a lot of people who are Sagittarians, who have, let's see here, some of the other things that are good for today. I had this all in front of me here a moment ago, and I find that it's interesting. I don't know how much any of you pay attention to a lot of the things that astrologically take place, but whether you know it or you don't know it, your lives are affected by where the moon is. And this is the Leo moon this week. And the Leo moon is supposed to warm up Leos and other fire signs. So what are the other fire signs? Sagittarius and Aries.
Yep.
So if you are an Aries or a Sag or a Leo, you're going to have your mind on love and romance this weekend.
But if you're an Aquarius?
Throw a snowball at somebody. Try to get their
attention. They always, you know what it irritates me is they always say I'm the most disconnected cold sign in the zodiac, and I don't believe it, that we're warm, but we're, well, maybe it's true.
Yeah.
We're givers, but we're
you're
not.
You're conflicted.
Very warm.
You're conflicted.
Oh,
that's what you are.
I don't know if I am.
20, I know you are. 26 after the hour. All right. So let's, from the late night show, start with Conan O'Brien for a laugh or two on Duck Dynasty.
This is the big story. A&E, you all heard this, A&E suspended the star of Duck Dynasty, Phil Robertson, after he made anti-gay comments. Yeah. Yeah, the head of A&E said, I am shocked that an old bearded duck hunter who lives with his kinfolk in the Louisiana bayou did not have progressive views on gay people. Stop! They're stunned at A&E.
I know.
That this could happen.
Who would have thought?
Yeah. It's true, though. The star of Duck Dynasty spoke out against homosexuality. Yeah. He said the only beard a man should have is one that houses lice and squirrels.
Well, folks, it looks like that 636 Mega Millions jackpot will be split between two winners, one in Georgia and one in California.
Woo!
You know the bad news for these two? They're going to have to run out and buy all new Christmas presents now. Huh? Huh? You think your in-laws are going to be happy with the ShamWow and the Chia Pet? Nah.
That could be. All right. Yeah, there's something to be said for that. All right. So anyway, we have our Christmas. Why did I end that so abruptly? We have our Christmas star of the day in the next half hour, plus a discussion of what you should be thinking with regard to your own security if you have shopped at Target. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Rich Lowry and Katrina Vandenhoevel. Coming right up, should the minimum wage go up to $10 an hour?
Imagine if your brain took 5 seconds longer than everyone else's to understand something. By the time you understood the question, everyone else would already have the answer. Now imagine you're only in second grade.
And it's happening day after day, week after week, month after month.
Because almost half of all the parents who think their child has a problem learning wait a year or more before getting them help. That's a year too long.
Kids with learning disabilities are smart. They just learn differently.
Don't wait. Call 1-888-GREAT-MIND. 1-888-GR8-MIND. Or visit www.aboutld.org now. Because you can't imagine the difference it will make. A message from the Advertising Council, the Coordinated Campaign for Learning Disabilities, and this station.
We're back with Vandenhoevel and Lowry with today's Both Sides question. Do you favor an increase in the minimum wage from $7.25 to $10 an hour as a way to reduce inequality?
And the President of the United States going out there and saying there's no solid evidence that a higher minimum wage suppresses employment. Again, this is kind of Obamacare-style argumentation. But the balance of the evidence clearly is a higher minimum wage is going to suppress employment.
There is a raft of meticulous nonpartisan economic research showing that the minimum wage does not suppress employment. And, you know, it's just, again, a matter of lining workers' pockets with money to build and strengthen what is a weak recovery. This makes a lot of sense.
That was your Both Sides Minute today with Rich Lowry and Katrina Vandenhoevel.
Wishing you the brightest of Christmas seasons and best wishes for the new year from the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The day is Friday, and Jennifer and Kenny and I are here in this hour to talk about more of the issues that are confronting us or befuddling us. And I guess one of the largest security breaches ever reported has got a lot of people, and never mind the people who shop at Target, the people who are running Target. This massive theft of credit card and debit card information, this may have affected 40 million accounts. First thing that comes into my mind when I see that is that I had no idea the Target was that popular. And that between November 27th, which is Black Friday,
a nightmare in that point.
And today, there have been 40 million different people who have stopped and shopped and bought something at a Target around our country.
I did.
40 million. I haven't been in a Target store. I can't tell you the last time I was in, but I'm not a shopper.
Target is heavenly.
How so?
It's just they have everything, and everything is pretty, and it's a good store. I enjoy my Target experience. It takes me about 3 hours to get out because I have to walk every aisle.
What did they used to be?
I don't know.
They matured into from some other company.
I don't remember. All I know is that as a kid growing up, the only thing close by was Kmart. So the fact that there's now some Targets close by was like a big deal because it was like something different.
Well, upscale, but still well-priced. Probably a good way of... they understand the retail business, whereas the fellow who bought Sears, the real estate guy Lambert, who ruined Sears, no, I bought it. He had Kmart, bought Kmart as a real estate play, and then bought Sears as a real estate play, and has tried to fool, but he hasn't fooled anybody, into folks thinking that he knew how to run a retail business. Look at Sears. What a travesty. Great name, great company.
It's where you always went for appliances.
Appliances, that sort of
tools.
Thing. Do you buy appliances at Target now?
No, not big stuff. Yet. I mean, small things,
not yet.
Kitchen appliances and stuff.
All right, so here's the story.
Okay.
They have confirmed that it is a corporate entity, is aware of all these unauthorized accesses to payment cards. They alerted authorities and financial institutions as soon as became aware of this big breach. Information that was stolen includes customer names, customer card numbers, obviously the expiration dates for the cards, and that three-digit security code on the back of the card. So they can use 40 million. Whoever stole these credit card accounts can use all the information to do whatever they want. Not that you're going to be responsible, because you aren't, but can you imagine the nightmare this is going to present to the banks that operate these credit cards? And it'll be an inconvenience for you. I had this happen to me a couple, 3 weeks ago. Somebody got a hold of my credit card and spent thousands of dollars on it. I didn't have to pay anything.
Sorry about that, boss.
But it... Thanks a lot. Yeah. Anyway, this is something that is... if you think you might be a victim, there are a number of things that you can do. Maybe we'll go through some of the tips. What did you say, Michael? What did Target
used to be George called? Called in. He said they used to be called Airway.
Airway?
Yeah, he said back in the 80s.
That's a horrible name, isn't it?
I think there was another name, or they combined with another company. That doesn't ring a bell. He may be right. But anyway, here's the story of Christopher Browning, who said he was one of the victims. Believes it was tied to a purchase he made with his Visa card on Black Friday. He called Visa yesterday. The card issuer could not confirm his suspicions, but he has not been able to get through to Target's call center. So he has seen an extra, somebody used his card for $8,000 at a casino in Tracy, California. His card was used at another casino for $3,000 before he canceled his credit card. He says, I quote, won't shop at Target again until the people behind this theft are caught or the reasons for the breach are identified and fixed. See, I think a lot of customers are going to feel
my mom went there yesterday. I was like, really? Really?
This is going to knock the hell out of Target's shopping or selling for until they get it fixed and make people feel comfortable that they're not going to get hacked.
Because they have their own store credit card, which I have I have in my wallet right now as we speak.
Yeah.
And so yesterday when the story first came out, I thought it was just limited to Target cardholders, which didn't help me out, but I didn't realize the scope of the problem. I mean, it's anybody. Debit cards, credit card. I mean, anybody that went in and made a transaction, that's a huge, huge thing for the last month. Oh, my gosh.
One of the fellows that runs the Electronic Transaction Association says that any type of breach like this is generally heavily organized and sophisticated. Mm-hmm. Did you know that annual losses from credit card and debit card fraud are almost $12 billion?
I believe
it. And that's up 11 or 12% from where they were last year.
It's the new stick-up. I mean, it used to be, you know, people had to come up and get you on the street. Now they just learn how to hack you.
They have 124 stores in Canada, 1,800 stores in America. They're going to really knock them. Their stock dropped off 2% yesterday. Imagine having this happen, though, at this time for them.
For them and then also for the people that shop there.
But you're protected. But the banks, when they see this sort of thing, you know, they've got to go find somebody that figure out how to get around this, figure out how you can protect yourself and the store protects itself. Target has done a really good job this year. I was looking at one of the security analysts talking strategy here. Target is probably one of the best because the people who go there are the same ones that go to Walmart. They don't trust Walmart. They do trust Target. Isn't that interesting? This guy from the Retail Merchants Association.
Well, like you said, Target seems a little more upscale.
TJ Maxx Marshalls had a breach in July of 2005, exposing 45 million credit card holders. The breach was not detected until December of 2006. Wow. Took a year and a half to get to that. Without anybody noticing, at TJX, one or more intruders installed code on their systems to methodically collect and transmit account data from millions and millions and millions of cards. TJX had to pay $9.75 million in settlement to various states around the country because of this. That's not a big deal when you consider how much business they do. But this is it. This is crime personified. This is 21st century crime.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to get... the banks at some point in time say, hey, we can't keep taking this hit. The people who own the cards are going to have to take some responsibility. At that point, you cut up your credit cards.
Yep, and you go to cash.
Yep. And if you think that isn't going to be what people do, It'll be, that'll stop what we think is going to be the future, which is everything is on your card or...
But again, you've got a lot of people addicted to convenience now. So you and I think, okay, I'd rather operate in cash, where now people are saying, well, I want you to use my thumbprint as a scanner for my identification now, or retina scans, or whatever comes next. Really, you know, and that's kind of scary, because then there's a whole new set of problems. Are people going to start cutting your thumb off to get your identity now, if that's the case?
Ooh. Not a very pleasant thought.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yeah.
Thumbs up. Excuse me. All right. Christmas star of the day in a moment or two or three. Actually, why don't we make it 3 moments from now for our Christmas star of the day. Everybody on to that, into that?
I'm
okay
ready.
With that?
Yeah.
Stand by. This is a good day. I'm Doug Steffen along with Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler.
You know how much we save by cutting this down ourselves? We're almost in the car. We can make it. Why aren't you hibernating?
There's a better way to save at the Sears One-Day Sale this Saturday with Friday Preview. Get 60% off coat sleeves and more. A 46-inch RCA LED TV is just $399.99. And you've earned them. Now claim them. Redeem your Shop Your Way points today at stores or Sears.com. Holiday a better way. Sears.
Sale ends 12/21. Prices may vary. Please visit Sears.com for details.
Ahoy, young swashbuckler. It's time you put me, the Fisher-Price Imaginext pirate ship, on your holiday list. We'll travel to the land of 1,000 wedgies, sail the treacherous stinky feet sea, to find the treasure chest filled with candy. Ooh, we're gonna have fun! I mean, hard.
Want Fisher-Price or Play School toys? Get to Kohl's for a sale so big. We're staying open 6 a.m. Friday through 6 p.m. Christmas Eve. Kohl's, expect great things.
Hours may vary. Visit Kohl's.com or store for details.
Ski jumping has always been one of the most thrilling extreme sports, but women have never been allowed to participate alongside their male counterparts at the highest level. After pushing for their rightful place on sport's biggest stage, the team will compete in Russia 2014. Female ski jumper Jessica Jerome comments,
"This is the first time that girls have been allowed to compete at that level, and when you meet people and you tell people that, they think about it and they say, you know what, you're right, but I never really realized it."
Although it's the first year the girls will be competing on the world stage, they're used to training hard and recovering effectively after tough workouts to get to the next workouts even stronger. Female ski jumper Abby Hughes talks about why she incorporates low-fat chocolate milk into her recovery.
Chocolate milk is great for that because it does have good protein. It does have good carbs that you need to have for your body to be rejuvenated and to actually gain something from your workout.
More than 20 studies now support the benefits of chocolate milk for post-exercise recovery. For more info, visit gotchocolatemilk.com.
Nashville. Welcome to Cafe Nashville News. I'm Dallas. Willie Nelson and Kris Kristofferson have reunited in the new Christmas movie, Angels Sing, starring ABC Nashville's Connie Britton and new American Idol judge Harry Connick Jr. Angels Sing was recently judged as family approved for all ages by the prestigious International Dove Foundation. The film received rave reviews in the New York Daily News, which said it was sweet and Christmassy. The Washington Post calls it a sweet-natured ode to Christmas. Angel Sing debuted at South by Southwest with sold-out screenings at the Heartland Film Festival. The movie is in select theaters across the country and is now available on DVD, Blu-ray, and video on demand. Angel Sing is a proud supporter of the Ronald McDonald House Charities. This heartwarming family Christmas comedy is available to consumers just in time for the holidays. The film premiered in theaters and on demand earlier this month. Angel Sing, available on Blu-ray and DVD nationwide. That's Cafe Nashville News. When we know more, so will you.
Well, look, you hear Jack coming down the track. Got a rhythm in his feet, but now playing it back. Boogie woogie, Santa Claus.
Boogie woogie, Santa Claus.
Santa Claus.
Christmas star of the daytime, 15 before the hour on Good Day, and our Christmas star today is Jelaine. There she is with a song from her new Jazzy Christmas to You 3. This is her third Christmas album in as many years. So you can imagine how important she is to those who are looking for new and creative ways to enjoy Christmas music, whether listening to it, creating it, and the website to go to figure out what you like from this year, last year, the year before, is Jelaine, J-I-L-L-A-I-N-E, records.com. Jelaine, welcome to Good Day.
Hi, thank you. I'm very happy to be here.
Well, I understand that not only are you a great, incredible singer, but you also are currently a law student at Brigham Young University.
Yes, I am. I just finished my first semester.
Really?
Congratulations.
You got your finals done without throwing a bomb threat into Brigham Young?
Nope. I'm totally fine.
That's good. All right, so as a person who's studying law and that sort of thing, interesting that you and your brother have started an independent record label that focuses on jazz music. How'd that happen?
Well, I had always loved jazz music, and my first pianist that I worked with when I was 10 was a jazz musician, and my sister also was a jazz saxophonist, and my brother is a very technical guy, and so he started recording my lessons, actually, and it just developed into us having our own record label.
Really? So you're in law school now as a graduate student, but undergrad work was done in music, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I have a jazz studies degree with a vocal emphasis.
Mm-hmm. So why the law degree? Why not go on and perfect more of your musical talent?
Mm-hmm. Well, I thought about it, and it occurred to me that I could expand on really my other, I guess, talents in working, and I wanted to help other independent musicians and even non-independent, and just work with musicians, artists, film composers, actors. And I really feel like going to law school isn't really ending my own career, rather that I'm building on my experience in the music industry.
Well,
and
you can help
me be an advocate.
Yeah, you can have varied interests, and yes, you'll be very popular with the record business folks who would probably like to have somebody like you who knows music and the business of music and the legal sides of music.
Right.
So you're probably very smart in doing this. Let's get to Michael. Play another track from this new album of hers, Jazzy Christmas to You 3. This is God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen.
God rest ye merry.
Jelaine, you're on Good Day.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Not in you the dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
Certainly a different treatment of that song. And nice. This is from Jelaine, who is here with us, our Christmas star of the day. Her website, JelaineRecords.com. The way that you come out, the songs you decide to record, are these all songs that have public domain or are connected? Or you that Boogie Woogie Santa Claus song, that's got to be an original from you, isn't it?
No, actually, that one is just an older, more obscure song. I love to comb through music and look for the old songs that are less well-known and the new ones. And I do have an original out from my second CD, Santa Blues, that I co-wrote with my co-writer, Justin Jensen. And we also have another Christmas song in the works, so hopefully that'll be out next year. But I do both, so and that's another reason I guess the law degree will come in handy. I had started actually doing my own, just making sure that I got all that legal work done, and thought, well, I guess if I got a law degree, I'd know even more about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, congratulations to you, your work ethic, your voice. The way it all fits together. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. It's also on this new album, Jazzy Christmas to You 3, which you can find more about at Jelaine, J-I-L-L-A-I-N-E, records.com. Merry Christmas, Jelaine. Thank you for being here as our Christmas star of the day on Good Day.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store.
Normal blood pressure naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
According to the FBI, close to 400,000 burglaries take place in the United States between November and December each year. Seems burglars shop for the holidays too, for easy targets. Here are a few things that you can do to lower the risk of a break-in. Lock doors and windows. Don't have newspapers and mail accumulate in front of your house. Don't announce your travel plans on social media. And plug in fake TV. Burglars love the dark. Fake TV is a bit like a light on a timer, but more convincing. Plugs into any outlet and simulates the colors and movement of a real TV. Burglars will see light and movement and likely move on to easier targets. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. So before you leave your house looking like an empty, easy target, order Fake TV today. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
I like that, Michael.
See how much music affects our lives? Think about how much you listen to or you hear every day. You don't pay any attention to it, and yet it's just there. And it's so important to all of our lives. That's why I can't do a radio program like this without having some sort of really important musical influences here and there, because it is part of our lives, and that's what we focus on here with the Good Day idea of what's important. Music is important. Here we go. Technology is important as well. So Tech Talk time brings us around to a couple of important bits and pieces of news as we enter the weekend. Shelley Palmer will visit with us in a moment, talking to you about a service that will let you spend your Christmas with friends and family, yet still maintain an active social media presence. Yeah, let's not get away from any of that stuff on Christmas.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
What up? Evan here. Question. You like apples? I'll get to that in a minute. First, check out my motorcycle. Flames? Yep. Saddlebags? Yep. Room for two? Negatory! Sorry, ladies. I ride solo. Now, wait for it. How you like them apples? Aw, don't cry. Insuring this beast was crazy easy. Called Geico and boom, saved enough to buy a sidecar. Now, if you dry your tears, I might just let you ride in it.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Parents of America, you need to stop what you're doing and listen to me. If you've ever seen your kids playing an air piano of any kind, it's not cool. Luckily, Guitar Center is here to help with amazing holiday deals on all sorts of instruments, like a Casio digital piano for just $349, a Kohala ukulele for just $29, or a pair of AKG headphones for just $19. Come on, America, love your kids. Give them the greatest feeling on earth this holiday. The Guitar Center Holiday Sale, now through Sunday.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living. If you're looking forward to a quiet Christmas with friends and family and don't want to worry about social media for the day, listen up. A new service called Relaxed can now automatically respond to Facebook messages and tweets directed at you on your behalf. If you can't go 5 minutes without checking your Twitter at replies, Relaxed isn't for you. But for the rest of us who want to spend quality time with loved ones, Relaxed offers a set of responses to choose from and also gives you the option to set your own. It's sort of like an out-of-office email responder. To use it, just go to autorelaxed.com and connect your chosen accounts. Set up the message you want to send and the dates you want Relaxed to start and stop. After you do that, you're all set. Any Facebook message or tweet sent your way will be acknowledged and waiting for you to take care of when you have a little more time. Happy holidays! Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it. For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Well, ring-a-ding-ding, the year was 1936, and Leo and Lillian Goodwin were hot to trot for the world to save some big bucks on automotive insurance. So they opened up a little joint called Geico. Geico had the goods for all the dolls and Joes who were keen on swell service and keeping the cabbage.
Flash forward over 75 years, and Geico is still helping customers save money every day, and with 97% customer satisfaction. Today, the peeps would refer to that as pretty darn tight.
Geico, saving people money for over 75 years.
No one delivers the holidays like the U.S. Postal Service.
There are 12 blizzards blowing,
10 straight days raining,
6 snowballs flying,
5 mysteriously heavy holiday fruitcakes, like 70 pounds,
4 lightning bolts,
3 creepy gnomes,
2 refugees,
and a giant blow-up snowman that kind of freaks me out.
The U.S. Postal Service is delivering the holidays like never before. With improved tracking up to 11 scans, domestic priority mail flat rate is more reliable than ever. We are the U.S. Postal Service, and our priority is you.
Two well-known organizations are joining forces to help those affected by lung cancer, and you may be able to do your part in saving some lives. Let's listen to the details with Brian Osich.
Lung cancer is the second leading cause of death in the U.S., and now those impacted by the disease can help speed up the development of more effective diagnostic tools and treatments. The Lung Cancer Alliance's Lori Fenton Ambrose.
Give a Scan is the first of its kind people-powered CT scanning project. It allows patients to donate their images to an open access website that then allows researchers to use these tools to help advance their investigation.
Siemens Healthcare is one of the leading providers of low-dose CT scans used to detect lung cancer. Siemens, Dr. Gregory Sorensen.
Lung cancer is just an area where Siemens' technology can really make a difference. It can really save lives. And so by sponsoring the Give a Scan Alliance program, we'll allow patients to become partners in discovery, and this new breakthrough technology allows for early diagnosis. That's been shown to reduce mortality by at least 20%.
For more, go to lungcanceralliance.org. That's Technology Now from Siemens.
Parents of America, you need to stop what you're doing and listen to me. If you've ever seen your kids playing an air guitar of any kind, everyone loses. Luckily, Guitar Center is here to help with amazing holiday deals on all sorts of instruments. Like a full-sized Ibanez acoustic guitar for just $89. A 7-pack of Hohner harmonicas for just $16. Or a Toca djembe drum for just $29. Come on, America, love your kids. Give them the greatest feeling on earth this holiday. The Guitar Center Holiday Sale, now through Sunday.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.